off, you sloppy. They calling me Poppy. I'm rolling in bands, you riding around, and I'll beat up jalopy.
Hey, dog,
bros want a cop.
My name is Asa Gray, and I am the five-star man, and you can't teach that. His name is Shannon Young, and he is Mr. 100, and you can't teach that. Sitting in the peanut gallery, Jesse Kimball, and he is hot as hell, and you can't teach that.
I'm gonna...
Bada boom. Realist podcast in Southeast Missouri.
I'm trying to think of a way to draw a big cast in this, and I'm going to spell it out for you. P-W-U, and there's not enough letters.
Yeah, that's too much. Hey! Two little letters.
Thanks, Asa.
Yay.
It's not quite the level of a Dalton match. By the way, Dalton is not here. So for you people out there listening, you can keep listening. Dalton's not here, and neither is CJ. We saw what happened on Nerd Up. And we're not going down that road again. Jesse, how'd you feel about that one?
I don't want to talk about it.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
He doesn't want to talk about it. Remember when Tanner didn't want to talk about the guy being obliterated yesterday? And we can. I'll fill you in on that. Hey, fans, welcome to Pro Wrestling Unscripted. It is December 18th. We forgot to do this show earlier in the week, and thank God we didn't, because NXT London Takeover was yesterday. And it was a fantastic show. We're going to talk about that tonight. We're also going to talk about what happened on Raw and any little bit of news and bits that we feel fit. Hunter is still on vacation. Zach is on hiatus. And it is just me and Asa tonight here to talk to you about the weekend wrestling. And let's start off with Monday Night Raw, Asa. You did not watch most of it, but we did watch some of it here together. Let's just – the big story. You got to go with the big story.
Right.
Roman Reigns is the world champion.
For now.
How angry are you?
It's really, again, it's not that I don't dislike Roman Reigns. It's just his, the fact that they're so set on him being the guy, in my opinion, far too soon, and it's at the cost of the rest of the roster.
And they can't decide on what kind of guy they want him to be. First, they tried to make him like Daniel Bryan with the, let's take away the... Let's give him opportunities and take him away and build sympathy for him. That really wasn't working too well. Now they're treating him like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Let's have him feud with the Authority. Why can't you just let Roman Reigns be himself? He's an ass kicker. The end of TLC, when he beat up everybody and left, was a great ending. Didn't say anything, just kind of gave the salute, the Samoan salute. Samoan salute. That sounds like a sex move.
The hang loose symbol.
Yeah.
Hand symbol.
The Samoa Joe. And then he walked out. So I was like, okay, cool. Everybody was buzzing about it. They were like, this is great. Finally, Roman Reigns. Raw's fun again. I think Tanner said, Big T.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens on Raw? They let him come out and talk. Bad move,
which,
WWE.
I don't know what people were expecting. It's
from Roman Reigns talking?
From what they were going to do after TLC. Like, of course, he's going to come out and be the smiley, goofy
John Cena
face guy. Yeah.
They also want him to be John Cena. They want him to be Stone Cold John Bryan. Not quite the level of a Macho Warrior Rick Hogan, but...
Not quite.
But we're working on it.
He's trying real hard to be The Rock JR.
Oh, if you smell what The Rock JR is bringing. I forget what he says. It's terrible. My problem with this, less so that Roman Reigns is now the champion, is that Sheamus is not the champion. I have come to love Sheamus so much in the past couple of weeks. I wish they'd book him better.
Because you weren't really on board when he...
No.
Like, that preview show for TLC, or
yeah.
Not TLC,
Survivor
Series. Survivor
Series, yeah.
Like, whenever that was the biggest option, it was just like, oh, that's so bad.
Well, Hunter kept saying, they're going to put the title on Sheamus, they're going to put the title on Sheamus, and I was like, please don't, because they've done nothing with Sheamus. They have dicked him since he came back. Other than his look, which is fantastic. But now that I've had time to soak in the Irishness of it, myself being very Irish and Indian, so, you know, double minority, so don't get mad at me and say I'm racist, I miss Sheamus as champion. He had a look, he had a gimmick, he was fantastic in his role. And, if I can just throw in a personal bias, he's fucking Rocksteady in Ninja Turtles 2. Rocksteady! And you're going to take the title off him and put it on Roman Reigns just because you have a plan and you're going to see that plan through no matter what happens. Because that's what it is. They have a plan for Roman Reigns, and no matter how many times they kind of put it on the back burner because it doesn't go their way, they're still going to go for that plan 100%. Roman Reigns is going to be your next the guy, and there's nothing anyone's going to do to stop it.
And that's why on the show that we last week's show, when Dalton brought up how they kind of he thought they had hotshotted him from after that Wyatt feud to straight to the main event.
Yeah,
I still hold that that was always the plan.
It's always been the plan for Roman Reigns to be the man.
Yeah, he was always going to go straight back into the title scene.
Now, do you think he's going to keep the title?
See, that was my prediction whenever we watched it here at the store on Hulu, is that he attacked Vince McMahon. He attacked Triple H at the pay-per-view. You can't put your hand on the number one guys in the company. They're going to strip him of the title.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be a three-time champion by the end of WrestleMania. Because my prediction coming out of going into TLC was going to be that he would have lost and then he would have won it in the rematch at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And then you have the stare down between new champion Sheamus and whoever won the Royal Rumble, which my prediction on that has already changed.
Who do you got?
I thought it was going to be Brock Lesnar. I thought Lesnar was going to win the Royal Rumble.
I think that's a safe assumption.
I think it's going to be Cena.
Oh.
I think they do Cena Reigns.
Can it be Rollins,
passing
please?
Of the torch. He's not going to be back in time.
Can he just come out anyway?
Just wheel him out in his wheelchair?
I mean, wrestling's fake, right? So they could just have Rollins come out and win somehow.
If only.
Give him Cricket's mechanical
so
legs.
So before he got hurt, do you think that when it was going to be Roman versus Rollins, do you think he would have... Do you think Rollins would have won, or do you think that pretty
I think
much
Reigns
the exact
won.
Same thing
would have? I think Reigns would have won, and they would have kept it on him. I think Rollins getting hurt is why they put Sheamus in the title. I don't think Sheamus would have won it that night. I think they would have held off in a little bit, because I think there's money in Rollins versus Reigns, clearly, if you book it right.
Oh, there's absolutely money.
Which they will
in
not.
No.
I mean, there's money in Sheamus if they book him right, which they will not. Here's a guy that's going to...
There's money in just about every single fucking person on that roster.
What about Mojo Rawley?
He's a guy.
Here's a guy in Sheamus that is going to star in one of the biggest blockbusters of 2016. You can go ahead and say it. Even if the movie's terrible, it's still going to make money.
Oh, yeah, it's going to make crazy money.
Hands over fist and money. And you've got a guy that's going to be in all over it. Sheamus is Rocksteady, one of the main characters in the movie, one of the main villains.
To BD, but he's a major character in that universe.
Bebop Rocksteady, yeah.
So we have to assume that they're going to, which of course, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are the biggest characters in that universe, and the first movie was about April O'Neil.
It should have been called April O'Neil featuring the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Or Steroid Turtles.
April O'Neil and Friends.
I would have watched that show if it didn't have Megan Fox in it. You know who would have been a better April O'Neil?
Anyone.
Anna Kendrick. You don't have to say anything.
We talked about that after.
Anna Kendrick is anyone. Anna Kendrick would have been a better Darth Vader. She would have been a better Schindler in Schindler's List.
Oh.
She would have been great in True Grit instead of John Wayne, if the role was available at the time. She'd be a better champion than Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I'd watch that title match.
More personality.
Oh. If you thought that they're going to take the title right off Reigns, I don't know if you saw it, but they released a tweet today showing them, or maybe it was yesterday, they put the customized...
The plates on it.
The Roman Reigns plates. So... It looks like Roman Reigns, because apparently I have not watched SmackDown yet, but on SmackDown, they are teasing that they're going to take the title off of him.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they've given him the plates, it's like, well, why would you do that just to take the title right back off of him?
We are recording this on Friday, so I think SmackDown has already aired.
SmackDown has aired. I have not read the results. I have not watched it yet.
I haven't either.
I feel like there's no need to. SmackDown lately, it's just like a recap of Raw.
Like Hunter always says, no one watches SmackDown because nothing happens on SmackDown.
Yeah, it's like the TNA of WWE.
It won't be until they go on USA that maybe anything will happen.
Which, by the way, now that USA Network pretty much owns wrestling.
WWE.
Yeah. Are you as excited about SmackDown?
Well,
you're not excited about wrestling in general.
Yeah, no, I still, like, again.
You stand by your, I don't watch wrestling.
No, yeah.
Except for NXT and stuff like that.
The only time that I don't watch WWE. And the only time that I will go back and rewatch segments was I have the New Day exception.
Yes.
Which, for a while, Seth Rollins kind of fell under the umbrella of the New Day exception.
Yes. He was their, what did they call him?
They were his hype men.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't pay If it wasn't for this show, I would not be paying any attention to WWE right now.
Same. I mean, TLC we watched on Sunday. It was just,
I wasn't even here. I had to go to a Christmas party.
It was me. Who watched it? Me, Allie, and Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. I'm pretty sure. Jesse was here. Jesse came in and watched a couple matches. I think he watched the KO match and the main event, maybe? I can't remember. I know Allie and I fell asleep during the main event. She fell asleep on me and I thought, that's ridiculous. And then I fell asleep. And Tanner kept waking me up going, this is a good match. And I would go, yeah, who is it? Oh, it's Sheamus. And they did have a good match, to be fair.
No, yeah.
Like, TLC was a good, it was exactly what we said it was going to be. Good matches.
No reason to care about them.
Yeah, pointless.
Which, to me, for pro wrestling is, and it's kind of the reason that I haven't gotten as into things like ROH, because I'm still, like, wrestling isn't wrestling. It's live theater.
It's an action movie.
To me, if there's not a reason, if I don't really care why the people are wrestling, it's hard for me to really get invested in the match itself. I may be able to say like, oh yeah, like this New Japan match was fantastic because it like those matches coming out of there are amazing.
Yeah.
But without being able to really understand the story behind it, I lose and that's completely a personal opinion is I lose something in it.
Well, I agree with that. It's like going to the theaters and watching a movie that's good. But you weren't invested in.
Mm-hmm.
You leave going, well, that was a pretty good movie, but then you'd never think of it. Yeah. You don't talk about it. It was there, and then it wasn't.
Except in
like Paper Towns. I thought Paper Towns was good, but was it as good as The Fault in Our Stars? No, I don't think about Paper Towns today, other than Cara Delevingne, Eyebrow Girl.
I still stand by no one knows who you're talking about.
Even
though when I said that, everyone was like, I know who she's talking about.
Well, she's going to be in the Suicide Squad movie. She's
Katana?
Enchantress.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
But no. So
shout out to Kara.
But
oh, and real quick, a shout out to Cody Sandusky, who's graduating.
Yeah,
congratulations. Yeah, congratulations, Cody. Man, proud of you. He is going to be. Spoiler alert! This Tuesday, Mr. 100 presents Cody Sandusky. Me and him one on one.
Oh, cool.
So I just want to throw that out there. Also, happy birthday to Trish Stratus. She's not listening, but boy, boy, is she hot.
What if she was?
What if I get a message from her? She adds me like Eazy-E's wife did. Eazy-E's wife, personal friend.
Facebook friend,
local celebrity.
Not local.
She's not.
But imagine, you go see a movie that you're just not really invested in. But imagine if that movie had all of your favorite actors.
Yeah.
And they're just, and it just kind of like, eh.
I think that movie exists. It's called like Movie 42 or whatever. That really terrible comedy every great actor in it.
Yeah, they conned a bunch of people into.
Yeah, and it was just awful.
Do you hear how they got, like, I'm pretty sure, like, I think I read something that the only reason they got, like, half of those people to do it is because they said, like, oh, yeah, so look at this cast list. They basically showed them who they wanted in the movie and said that they'd already agreed and signed on. And so.
I see you've got John Wayne in this movie. Now, he's been dead for many years. He signed on.
He's way on board.
We talked to the Ghost Hunters. They've got him locked up.
That'd be TNA, Destination America.
Well, I mean, Halle Berry was in it. When I saw Halle Berry was in it, I was like, how?
To be fair, that's not a far drop for her.
She was Storm.
Yeah. She sure was.
Jesse just oohed.
Because Jesse knows.
Do you like women with mustaches?
Why is that even relevant?
Halle Berry has a mustache. Anyway, okay. Wrestling. Wrestling.
WWE.
You were making a point that if the movie's got all your people in it, but
yeah, it's all your
like
favorite
it.
Characters, and then they just wasted them because the director really liked this one guy, and so we're just going to focus on him, and everyone else is there,
like,
and they may have enjoyable parts, like maybe they'll get a clever line in or two, but then they're immediately just gone.
Like Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Never saw it.
One of the guys that was in the movie was one of the people that financed it. And so they made him a major part of it, even though he had no acting experience and was terrible. But he was the guy. Nobody wanted him.
I'm pretty sure 30 Rock did something real similar with that.
Tracy Morgan, when they put him on, even though no one liked him?
No, when Jenna Maroney went to, like, Connecticut to film a movie. And, like, okay, so nothing we do anymore can lose money. So, okay, this horror movie is now a pro-tourism Connecticut, so they get the tax break. Oh, the guy who owns Walmart. He'll front, like, all of this money, but he has to be the star. Okay, now do a family-friendly rap in the middle of it.
All right, we'll get back to wrestling in 1 second, but when you say 30 Rock, you know what I think of? Who dat ninja? Who dat ninja?
Honky Grandma be tripping.
What? That's Honky the other... Grandma be tripping.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Speaking of Monday Night Raw, we agree that Roman Reigns is champion. Well, actually, what do we agree on? Reigns is champion.
I just wish they would have given him the time that he deserves to build as a character.
Because he does deserve it. Let's be fair. Roman Reigns is a hard worker. He's like John Cena. Like, you can hate the character.
I can't give him that. John Cena does.
Well, John Cena goes into overdrive.
He does six different make-a-wishes a day.
Yeah.
On top of, like, he's on the phone with three different, like, local news stations promoting shows.
He's making love to Nikki Bella.
John Cena is the hardest working man in the industry. Like, there's no question in my mind about that. I mean, not now. He's on vacation now.
Deserved.
Well deserved. Yeah. Well deserved. Roman Reigns, like, maybe he does do that, but it's not as spotlighted. So.
I don't think he does make a wish because I don't think anyone asked for him. All right, little Jacob. What's your make a wish? I wish Roman Reigns would not be champion. I'll call Vince and see what I can arrange. How bad is your cancer? Because that might be a deciding
next draw.
Factor.
No, yeah, next draw, it'll happen. No, shut up. No, yeah, so I don't. It's not that he doesn't deserve it because I hate, like, being a complete outsider to the industry, I hate saying that kind of thing, like, oh, he doesn't deserve this.
You're not a fan of when people that aren't in that business criticize the business and try to tell you how things should be.
Right. That's terrible. Who would do such a thing?
That is a dick move.
Right. Those guys should be stoned.
Yes.
But no, so, like, not to that extent. Like, it's clearly easy to watch it now and be like, something is off.
I always say that. Like, we're armchair quarterbacks.
Right.
It's easy to say that, but we're not making money like they are. We don't have to answer the people they do.
Right.
So it's easier for us to say.
We can only hold on to the belief that could be completely naive.
Yeah.
That if they put out a better product, like a more well-paced product, that the money would be so much more because the long term.
Yeah.
You benefit instead of just hot-shotting certain things to get a boost in ratings.
But how can that not be true when they're losing money, they're
apparently,
losing ratings?
Again, this is something that I didn't read the full article, but Raw viewership was up like 20-something percent.
I would assume so. I mean, it was after TLC.
Yeah.
Anytime after a pay-per-view, you're going to get a boost. And plus with Roman Reigns, because the ending was buzzworthy.
Right.
It was a buzzworthy ending, which is what they need.
And I'll almost disagree with that because like the wrestling chat Facebook group or the message that we're all in, it was blown. I was like, oh, I can't believe Roman Reigns did that. And then I read the results. And I was like, so he beat up Triple H again.
Okay. Yeah, but this time he beat him up like
with a
extra
chair.
Mean. Like you could tell he really wanted it this time.
Yeah,
I am reaching.
But no, so I think that I really wish that they would have just given him the time. He deserves more time to expand as a character, to become more comfortable with who he is as a character.
Stop giving him too many different characters.
And stop writing his promos.
Stop giving him promos.
Yeah.
No, I disagree with that. I disagree with myself. Because I've said it before, if you've ever watched Roman Reigns, like, off script, when he's just joking around being himself, he is a legitimately personable dude.
Right.
He's funny, he's got a good attitude.
But when you're giving him the force-fed,
yeah.
Suffering, succotash, tater tots,
Grapefruits, dried raisins, yeah.
It's,
the only person that is entertained by ball jokes are Dalton, apparently.
I still hold to the fact that he loved tater tots. He was just too embarrassed to admit it.
He should have been too embarrassed to suggest the ending to the pay-per-view.
That was bad.
That was bad, and we jumped on the... That's why he's not here this week.
Which...
I'm with my girlfriend. No, you're not. You're sitting at home with a bag of tater tots.
But, which... Yeah, so I think it's too soon, and he... If you're constantly like, oh, he's just the next someone else, then it's...
He can't be.
Yeah.
He can't be.
He's never going to live up to the Stone Cold Steve Austin comparison.
Or even John Cena.
Yeah.
Because John Cena, before he was booed out of the building, was cheered greatly.
Oh, yeah. He was huge.
And Roman Reigns has never gotten that. The only time he got that was in The Shield.
Yeah.
And that's because he had Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose with him.
And because Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose were the ones that spoke.
Yeah.
And he came in, he hit hard, believed that, and left. And that was perfect.
Speaking of that, we're going to leave it at that with Roman Reigns. Let's see where it
for
goes.
For now, yeah.
Let's see where it goes. Dean Ambrose winning the IC title off Kevin Owens. Just real quick, what are your thoughts?
I
disagreed with it.
I don't know why. It kind of ties to, which we'll get into NXT later, but someone's like, oh yeah, Samoa Joe on the main roster would be great. I'm like, no.
No.
Because if you wanted an unorthodox looking guy that was a vicious, legitimate threat, you would be doing more with Kevin Owens.
Yeah. I can't see. And Samoa Joe, I'm not going to take anything away from him because he is great.
Mm-hmm.
But he's bigger than Kevin Owens. He's more out of shape than Kevin Owens.
I see. Just because he's bigger doesn't mean he's out of shape.
Well, when I say that, I mean he looks. I don't know how to say this without, because I'm not trying to be insulting. I'm really not. Maybe it's because he wrestles shirtless. Maybe if Owens wrestled shirtless, he would look similar. But Joe looks flabbier, and I don't mean that as an insult. I really don't. He's Samoan, like Tony Rocky Horror. You know, he can't help it. No one's gonna get that reference except you, probably. Did you get that reference?
No.
If you got that reference, email me at pulpfictionmotherfuckers@hotmail.com.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, and if they put Samoa Joe on the main roster, I'm afraid that they will just, Vince McMahon is going to look at him and go, why is this fat guy on TV?
Yeah.
It, completely ignoring the fact that Samoa Joe is awesome.
Right. But so, I honestly don't know why they took it off of him. If it's for a long term, like, I'm all for them doing a giant feud.
Between because Owens
Kevin
and
Owens and
Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Those matches would be incredible.
Off the chain, yeah.
So I'm on board for that. I don't think that's what they're going to do. I'm not really.
I think it was you that suggested this or Dalton. But I'm really surprised they didn't do the whole, your guy attacked us, so we're taking the title off of you thing and punished Ambrose for it.
Yeah.
Like I could see them doing that.
Just to advance also, Roman's storyline.
Just real quick, back to Roman Reigns. What the fuck? And I'm sorry for the virgin ears out there, but what the fuck is the deal with every time Roman Reigns gets in trouble, the Usos and Dean Ambrose are nowhere to be found?
It's the reverse Cena.
What do you mean?
Anytime Cena's like beat down and taken out, all of his allies never come out and help him.
Yeah. Why?
And whereas now Roman, wait, no, that's
the same.
It's the exact same
thing.
As
Cena syndrome. Syndrome.
Oh, no, never mind. What I meant is anytime Cena's allies are beat down, he never appears.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, why is Cena not there?
Mm-hmm.
Ambrose and the Usos did not help him at the pay-per-view or on Raw, but when he won the title, they came out and celebrated with him.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Do you expect us not to look at that and go, that's horse shit?
And at first, because I didn't see the whole show. All I saw was the actual TLC match, or the ladders match, the triple threat tag team match. And so the Usos got jacked up.
They did. That spot with the, what is it, Saria, how do you pronounce
something
it?
Del Sol.
Del Sol, off the top of the ladder through another ladder.
Kalisto's finisher.
Was probably the craziest move I've seen in years.
Years. Oh yeah, that was, cause both of them going backwards.
Yeah.
Through the,
The only thing I can figure is that ladder that was stacked was a rigged ladder and maybe it was.
Well, of course, yeah.
It was somehow softer. I don't know
how. Like, they're wooden.
Are they really?
They're like sawed. Like you can see the breaks where there's like sawdust coming out. Like, yeah, it's not just straight steel.
Good, because as much as I like my wrestling to be real, I don't want to see a man go through a ladder like that. I saw Jeff Hardy do it once.
Yeah.
And I got scared then.
Yeah.
You know? But insane.
But so, like, I think you said, like, later in the show, whenever Roman and Dean were talking before Roman's match, he's like, well, you know.
Usos are out.
The Usos are out.
Yeah.
And Dean's like, I'm all you need.
And then didn't show up.
And then, yeah.
And Roman said nothing about it.
He was out at the concession stand.
Raw, Dean Ambrose, or Roman Reigns gets beat down again, is going to get cheated. They're nowhere to be found. As soon as he wins, though, here they come and celebrate. And Roman Reigns doesn't say anything about that? That is stupid. Terrible writing.
The only argument that I can give that is they had confidence in him, and they knew he would overcome. They knew he could handle it himself.
Yeah.
Or that, you know,
he's only been screwed seven times.
Right. They didn't want to tarnish the win by saying, oh, well, he couldn't have done it if they hadn't helped him. But they would never give that actual, like, response.
There's no response.
That's the only thing that I could think.
Yeah, they don't give you any reason. Like, they're not even trying to half-ass explain it.
Yeah.
They just don't explain it. Because they expect our attention spans to be so small that we won't ask questions.
Yeah.
That is the belief of the WWE system is that we don't really have to say anything. We'll just assume they don't care.
Yeah.
I care.
I'm
a writer.
Going back to.
It's because I don't write anymore doesn't mean I'm not a writer.
Going back to like what happened on Raw, the only other thing that really happened that stood out to me was,
New Day?
The New Day. They come out, they celebrate, they're doing their dance. They go serious. They bring out the Lucha Dragons, they bring out the Usos, and they shake their hands. They say like, that was a hell of a match, you know. Yeah, I cheated. I threw the trombone at Kalisto. Heat of the moment, you know, it's for the championships.
Yeah.
We're going to do anything we can to hold them. But they flat out say, we have such respect for you. You know, you guys, you know, we are the greatest group of tag teams that the company has seen. Like, they're putting over everyone. And it's, there is nothing shown that makes them think that it's done with a wink or a smirk.
I love when, I don't know if it was Jimmy or Jay, I can't tell them apart. I know that sounds terrible, but they're twins, so I can't tell them apart. But one of them goes, you know what, maybe I hit my head too hard, and then they shake hands.
Yeah.
It was a legitimate good moment between tag teams.
And then, so the Lucha Dragons and the Usos leave. And as they're walking up the ramp, Xavier Woods even qualifies it with, you know, give it up one more time for them. But tonight's about us.
And then they start dancing.
They start dancing and cheering and yelling. And the Usos and the Lucha Dragons, who are the good guys in this story, attack the New Day from behind.
And beat them down.
And beat them up. And beat them down, yeah. And I don't understand what about that
makes sense. This goes back to, I've said it before, one of the worst things I've ever seen in wrestling is when Stone Cold and Stacy Keibler had their angle where Stone Cold offered her a beer. She politely declined it. So Stone Cold hit her.
Yeah.
Hit her with a stunner, and the crowd cheered. And I thought, he's the good guy because the girl he offered a drink didn't take it, and so he beat her up. Jesus Christ! What is wrong with people? Especially considering that Stone Cold was in trouble with the law for being drunk and beating his wife. So WWE doesn't exactly make great decisions. Now, I will disagree with you on one thing, though. There was something else that happened on Raw that was kind of important.
Yeah.
Charlotte and Becky Lynch.
Oh, no. Not what I thought you were talking
about. What were you thinking
about? Vince McMahon coming back.
Oh, I'm going to mention that. I'll feed you, baby bird. Don't worry. Copyright Hunter Hendricks patent. You look tired. Charlotte and Becky Lynch, they did the angle again where Ric Flair helped them win by cheating.
But it was Becky Lynch that got the pin.
But Becky Lynch didn't know.
Yeah.
So they're really playing this angle up that Charlotte Flair, who up until this point needed no help winning because she was being poised as the, oh God, damn it, this is going to sound offensive, the thoroughbred of the female division.
Well, no, I mean, like,
not because she looks like a horse.
She's the one coming, she's coming in as the NXT champ, or as former NXT champion. Yeah. Like,
she's Ric Flair's daughter.
Right.
It's one of those things that, like, she is like,
She came in feeling like a big deal.
Yeah, second generation star.
You know, maybe Becky Lynch and to a lesser extent Sasha, like they came in.
Became stars.
And they became stars. Well, Sasha has yet to really on the main roster. We all know she's, could be the biggest diva of all time. You know, top tier list anyway.
Absolutely.
But they just haven't really given her anything to work with. Whereas when Charlotte came in, it was kind of automatically like, she's a big deal. She's Charlotte Flair, you know, yeah.
But they've screwed it up. They made her completely pointless, like they did all women in the Divas Revolution, which I know you've been a part of Pro Wrestling Unscripted before when me and Hunter would talk about it and how angry we got that the Divas Revolution was so pointless.
Yeah.
That nobody has character. It's just women are catty.
It's just
women are bitches. Watch them flail.
Now it's just here's three new women.
I'm not saying that.
Now it's just here's three more women to throw into the meaningless 3-minute matches.
Yeah. To give them three different teams. And I don't remember who said it, it may have been Hunter, but he pointed out that Becky Lynch is literally the only face in the entire division, other than maybe Natty, although Natty is nowhere to be seen. Becky Lynch is the only female wrestler that is a face. Every other female wrestler is a heel in WWE.
Yeah.
Just her and Natalya.
Charlotte, I don't think, has gone full heel yet. Like, she's being positioned
she's
to where she will.
She's a playful heel. Because everybody loves Ric Flair. So they're like, oh, woo, dirtiest player. Woo, woo.
They just haven't pulled the trigger on it yet. Like, it's coming. It's very clearly coming where it's not playful anymore.
And then where's Paige? Is she a heel? Is she a face? She's a heel in the sense that she's kind of a jerk, but she's also 100% right about Charlotte.
Yeah.
This bad and then
you
writing.
And then you go from one, like literally a month ago, she's talking shit on her dead brother, and Charlotte is the ultimate, you know.
Ultimate heel move.
Yeah.
True heel. Hashtag.
And
Zach
then,
Price.
And then the next pay-per-view, she's the one fighting with honor.
Yeah.
Like, she's the one obeying the rules.
She's
like,
the one that got cheated.
She's not trying to cheat, like, but, I don't.
Wrestling makes me mad. Real mad. All right. What are you checking over there?
I'm reading through what happened on Raw because there were a couple other things.
Yeah, but
Mr. McMahon walking in the middle of a match and just telling the guys to get out of the ring.
I wanted to talk about that because that is so disrespectful. I get the point that they're putting over that it's Vince McMahon.
Right.
He can make anything happen.
But in the middle of a match to get the hell out of my ring.
So disrespectful to the people that work for you.
R-Truth and Bo Dallas.
It's a show. Okay. Yeah. It's entertainment. But if Lonnie ever came into this store and I was behind the counter helping a customer and he told me to get out, I'll take care of this, I'd never come back.
Yeah.
I'd leave and I wouldn't come back. That is super disrespectful. I don't care if you, if these people work for you, to go into the ring and tell people this doesn't matter. I'm here now. That's awful. That reminds, the only time that's ever worked was when, and I don't remember that it was the Mauler versus Rando in WCW on Monday Night Raw. And it was when Scott Hall came down and interrupted the match and got on the mic. That was a huge angle because that was the first time Scott Hall ever appeared. And that started the NWO storyline.
Right.
Vince the McMahon. Outsiders. Yeah. Vince McMahon coming to the ring and saying, get the hell out. It's just disrespectful and awful and bad writing.
Because everyone knows who Vince McMahon is.
Yeah, he could have come out after the match.
Right.
He could have come out before the match. You don't have to. Pointless. Pointless. And plus, Vince McMahon does not carry the same clout that he had as a character.
No.
He looks old.
Of course, he won't know that. He'll see that, oh, there's a bump in the ratings. Must have been me.
Yeah. Let's put more McMahons on television. Like the good old days. When certain folk weren't allowed to hold titles.
Apparently still not, really.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
And then the only other thing that I thought was interesting reading the results was Dudley Feud and Wyatt's is continuing because, yes.
I think it's over now, isn't it?
No. Both of them, like, the Dudleys pretty much said that they're going to, they want more.
Please, no.
They cut an entire promo on it.
They lost twice. It's over.
Yep. Nope. Yep, nope. And then Neville and Tyler Breeze had a match that before the match started, Miz came out with a bullhorn, quiet on set, okay, action, and then was, like, giving direction during the match.
Yes.
And then after the match, he approached Neville and said that he could make him a huge star like he did for Daniel Bryan, and so it looks like that's actually going to be a...
At least they're doing something with Neville.
There's some sort of story being told there.
And Miz. Miz is as close to Johnny Cage as I'll ever get in real life.
That's very true.
So I'll take it. I wish they'd do more with him.
So.
I was always a big Miz fan.
But I don't know if I, like, that's all I have for Raw, because I really just want to talk about NXT.
I said that's all I want to talk about for Raw. I don't know if there was any other big news this week. I'm checking right now. 41mania.com/wrestling for all of your wrestling needs. Kurt Angle says Hogan could make a comeback. Thanks, Kurt. Tyler Rex says Cena's tried to get Alex Riley fired. I'd heard that before. I'm not sure why he tried to get him fired. But if Cena tried to get you fired and didn't, then the story's false.
I know he had a problem with Tyler Rex because at a house show he used the burning hammer. And he said that was too much like the attitude adjustment.
But he doesn't get upset about that package pile driver, aka the worst move in professional wrestling.
The springboard stunner? Is that what you mean?
What'd I say?
Package pile driver?
Holy shit, my bad. Yeah, that was a bad one. Also, I'm looking at 41 Mania. They do have Xavier Woods posted a video on Twitter in which Kenny Omega plays games with him before filming for Up, Up, Down, Down. So apparently they won't be able to use Kenny Omega on the show.
Yeah.
But God, I wish they would, because I'm a huge Kenny Omega fan.
Yeah.
He wrestles little girls and makes it look real.
He really does.
Jim Cornette hates him.
Which, I want to, like, just one second, I don't want to make this a huge debate, but when you say Joey Ryan flipping a guy with his penis takes away from some of the believability of the sport, how is that any different than an undead wizard coming to the ring after being set on fire and Bray Wyatt being a cult leader?
I would make the argument that Jim Cornette's an old school promoter, so he would say, well, old school wrestling was more based in reality and stuff like that, and that's not even true. You remember what Kane's first gimmick was on the indies?
The dentist?
No, on the indies.
No.
When he was in Southern wrestling. Mm-hmm. He was literally a wrestling Christmas tree. He was an evil Christmas tree that wrestled.
Yep.
And you're telling me that Joey Ryan's penis is destroying the believability of wrestling when you've got a wrestling Christmas tree? Balls in your court, Jim Cornette. Email me, bro.
So yeah, I thought about that and I was like, I want to bring that up. But so.
And I like Jim Cornette. That's the part I hate. I didn't know he was, I mean, I knew he was a douchebag. He says he's a douchebag. But I didn't know he was that kind of, because there's douchebags that I like Jesse, and, you know, other people. but when you start getting anti, like, when you start making homophobic slurs and jokes, it's less fun douchebaggy. And yeah, it's more just douchebaggy.
It's more like, oh, you're an actual douchebag.
Yeah, and we make jokes too. I mean, we make fun of Billy all the time, but we don't make fun of Billy.
But we also
just
know
use hashtag
that,
sorry, Billy.
But Billy also knows that we love him.
Yeah, and that we're completely accepting
and
of
that. If he took us aside and said, hey, I don't like that, we would stop.
Well, absolutely. And if someone came in here and gave him shit about it, we would defend him.
Absolutely. But whereas Jim Cornette, I feel like if someone's like, hey, I don't like that, oh, well, you just need to toughen up. That's
take a Z-Pack.
Part of the business.
Yeah.
Take a Z-Pack.
Take a Z-Pack. All right, let's get to the good stuff. You want to talk about NXT?
I really do.
London, last night, or yesterday at 2 o'clock, mm-hmm. Dalton forgot that times are different. So he randomly turned on the network, and I came back in, and he was like, I'm glad I just randomly checked. It's 2 o'clock. It's on. Yes, it was. I forgot about that. And real quick, I want to read a statement, because I asked Zach Price, who hasn't been on the show in a while, and I wanted to get his insight on what he thought of it. And he gave it to me. I'm going to read what he sent me through text, and I haven't checked it yet, so if any of it's off, I didn't correct it. But Zach Price, the coach, says it was really good. Crowd was a little ridiculous at times and tried to steal the show, I think, which Dalton mentioned that too when we were watching it, because he was explaining – who was he trying to explain it to? CJ? Yeah, he was trying to explain to CJ why this is different from the normal chants.
Well, and it's, cause I'd read that as a complaint too, that the London crowd was too loud and was trying to, kind of like the NXT Full Sail,
yeah.
Will try to make it about them. Whereas, but everyone kind of then's like, but it's London. They're British. They sing. They do songs.
Yeah,
it was
a respectful thing as opposed to the crowd after WrestleMania, which is just,
it's just dick around to be dick around, but that's just how any crowd there. It's like if you go to when they did the show in Japan, and a lot of the crowd was quiet and silent because when they go to a professional wrestling show, it is
very respectful.
It's very respectful silence. So I think it was just a.
It's a cultural thing.
And to be fair, when I watched it here today, it was in the middle of like other gameplays happening and stuff. So I had the volume pretty much all the way down, so I didn't hear much of any. Like, I didn't hear any of the songs.
I liked
like
a lot of the chants. There were a couple songs that I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to watch it again, too, because that day I wasn't really in my right mind, so I don't remember a lot of it. But Zach goes on to say, side note, the chant, "This is wrestling," bothered me. Did they not know that's what they bought tickets for? I know what he's trying to say, because I think he told me that personally. Just that you go to an NXT show, you expect good wrestling. You don't have to chant, "This is wrestling." Or just maybe he's saying, in general, going to a wrestling show, you don't have to chant, "This is wrestling." You knew what you were buying tickets for. It's wrestling.
But if it's going to like a WWE house show
exactly.
that features Hornswoggle chasing
versus
around Chavo Guerrero.
That's not right. Or TNA.
I really just think it's them showing their appreciation for the well-done product.
For the old-school wrestling product. Yeah, I agree. I love the NXT tag team division. Probably the number one reason I watch it. I agree with that. We'll talk about that match here in a second. Very good. The Nia Jackson-Bailey match was a little bothersome. It was like watching the Cena-Lesnar match at Extreme Rules 2013, but still very good. Like that the first match was a women's match, which was my favorite match on the show, by the way. We'll talk about that. They always say that the first match is sometimes as important as the main event because it sets the tone, which this match did, and I'm very impressed they went with a women's match to do that. Emma looks really good. I actually dig her more now than before. I agree with that. I'll talk about that in a second. Also like how the NXT title and the women's title were back-to-back instead of putting on a buffer. I think title matches should always be close to the end. I want to throw in a thing here because this happened twice on the pay-per-view, TLC, and then on Raw. You never have the champion come out first.
All of the champions came out second.
You have the champion come out second. That's why he's the champion. I don't care if you're trying to push Roman Reigns to the moon. That is awful.
Yeah.
That is an awful thing as an old-school wrestling fan. Also, Baron Corbin is really growing on me. I digged his match against Cruz. Oh, I can't wait to talk about that one. The entire show was awesome. All matches were intense and physical. All of them drew me in and glued me to the screen. Best match. Cass versus Dawson and Wilder. Love the storyline and flow and physicality of the match. I agree with a lot of things that Zach said there. One of the things I do want to talk about, that Cruz versus Corbin match, I know that's not the first match that was on the show, but I hate that they have Baron Corbin go over Apollo Cruz. Why would you do that? Apollo Cruz has a shot at becoming a legitimate main eventer that will go on to do great things. Baron Corbin is a failed experiment, in my opinion. He's boring. And every time I see him on TV, I don't want to watch him wrestle.
The character that he's given now, I think it fits him. I think it fits him really well. I think he's doing really well right now. Compared to like when he first started, aside from the crowd chanting or counting how long his matches took.
Yeah.
That was really all he had going for him.
He was very much like a Goldberg style character where he just came in, kicked ass. Like what they should do with Roman Reigns.
Right.
I don't know when they changed him into.
But when they changed him into, "I hate your indie darlings."
Yeah.
"I'm going to beat them all." I liked it. I dug it. I kind of was bummed out that they did it almost immediately after Sheamus re-debuted with that same gimmick I'm going to beat up Daniel Bryan and all these smaller guys.
Right.
I'll agree with Zach in that I enjoyed the match, and I think the reason that you have Baron Corbin go over is I don't think he's ever going to get his hands on the NXT championship, but I think they're building him in almost kind of like a Kane or, like a monster heel role where he will be someone that will remain believable as a challenger, and then they will, and then, but so, but they still will, they're doing it correctly where he's not just getting beat by everyone.
Yeah.
He's getting hard fought, legitimate wins.
And they need those guys. They need those strong guys. But,
and I think,
but Cruz,
I think Apollo Cruz is, keep in mind, he just had a great match against Balor not too long ago for the championship.
Yeah.
He's new enough that I don't think it's going to hurt him that much in the long run, especially if they end up doing a rematch.
I don't think it'll hurt him in the long run either, but I just question, like, you couldn't find anyone else to feud him with.
Whereas normal, if this was a Raw, I would absolutely agree with you, but NXT is a whole different animal. And
you think they treat him with more respect down there?
I do. I absolutely think that they have better long-term plans for these guys.
Who do you think is going to be a main event star in the future? And I'm not saying anything against Baron Corbin. Just because he's not my cup of tea does not mean that he's bad. I want to throw that. This is an opinion show.
Right.
So if you're going, Shannon, you're an idiot. Baron Corbin's awesome. He might be. That's just my opinion. Don't take it as
like
gospel.
I give Dalton crap all the time for liking Baron Corbin. Because he likes Baron Corbin way more than I do.
He does.
But I still, like, I don't hate Baron Corbin.
I think he has a biker fetish. Dalton. Anyway, he has his dog on his pants on wrestling. Never mind. That's a whole nother story.
So you don't like Baron Corbin?
I don't like him. He's boring to me. He's on screen. I just kind of go, I hope his match is over soon. But Apollo Crews excites me.
Yeah.
Because I have an athletic black man fetish.
Which, Apollo
Biggie,
Crews.
Titus O'Neil.
Apollo Crews from the same place as Kenneth Parcell from 30 Rock. Stone Mountain, Georgia. but the way he reversed out of the first, End of Days, where he just followed through with a complete flip.
Yeah.
And landed on his feet. That was crazy.
Well,
that was
Apollo
great.
Crews is a physical anomaly.
Yeah, he's
so big and strong.
He's a freak of nature.
But like, he can flip around like a cruiserweight.
Yeah. He's basically what you make every creative wrestler.
Yes, he is everyone's creative wrestler where he's 6'5", completely jacked, but does fucking sunset flips and moonsaults off the top rope.
The standing moonsault that...
Yeah.
Oh,
he's a cheat code.
He really is. He's a human cheat code.
But, and then you have him lose to Baron Corbin. I want to see where they go with it. I didn't agree with it,
like
but...
Like I said, I think it's because they're building up Baron Corbin to maintain his
believability.
Level of, yeah.
But you know Apollo Crews, future champion.
Absolutely.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Sooner or later. Going back to the start of the show, we'll start from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Emma versus
Asuka.
Asuka. I was not big on the Asuka train, because Dalton also loves Asuka.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, loves Asuka. I think that's his cheat code, if you know what I mean.
Because I didn't really know who, like, I recognize, I can't even think of her name right now, when she was on the independent circuit.
Was it Kana?
Kana, yeah.
Yeah.
I recognized the name, but I wasn't really familiar with any of her work, but then I went back and watched some of her matches, and they were great. Like, they're...
She's legitimately good, and she's... I don't wanna just drag it down to how she looks, but she's very attractive. She's Japanese. The last time they had an attractive Japanese woman on WWE TV, do you remember? Kenzo Suzuki's wife. I can't remember her name. I saw pictures of her outside of the makeup. Lovely, lovely woman. So what do? They give her the extremely stereotypical geisha outfit and make her look ridiculous. I'm worried about what will happen to Asuka if she goes to the main roster. Because
you can say that about any single person on NXT.
Did you read?
I'm worried about what happens to fill in the blank when they go up to the main roster.
Did you see Finn Balor gave an interview where
he
said
it would be detrimental to his career?
Yes, that he doesn't want to go to WWE.
Why would
Raw.
You?
More money.
So you can play second fiddle to Roman Reigns? Maybe.
Money. That's the only thing. Money and exposure.
Yeah.
Because if these guys can make money in WWE and
I'm
then
starting
go
to even
New
wonder
Japan,
about the exposure because the crowds that they're getting at NXT and just the online buzz, like,
well, that's what Balor said. They're doing something special that
they
will be
really
remembered.
Are. Like, this is crazy. And honestly, the people who are going to watch PWG and ROH, they're more focused on NXT than they are Raw, more than likely.
I know I am.
They're going to be able, someone who only does NXT and leaves, like, I'm sure CJ Parker, I have to assume that, I don't know, but I have to assume he's doing gangbusters
doing
for himself.
Doing okay for himself?
Yeah. But.
I mean, I was more excited for London Takeover than I was for TLC.
Yeah.
Even though I know TLC's the quote-unquote bigger story.
Right.
I knew
every
Takeover
single match
be
on that card had a purpose. And you knew why they were fighting. And there was it really felt like there would be coming out of that show, there's going to be, like, something is being set up.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what happens on the show, there's a plan for after.
They're keeping you hooked, so you want to know what happens next time. And from top to bottom, I don't think there was a bad match on that show.
No.
Like,
absolutely not.
Every match that seems to be that's on NXT is just solid.
Yeah.
Even Nia Jax versus Bayley, which you would expect not to be great just because you have to tell that story of here's the giant versus the little person. But it was still good.
I wasn't even, like, I don't know that much about Nia Jax, so my expectations were lower for that match than any other match. Maybe other than the tag match, which we can get to
in a second
later. But just because I didn't know enough about her to really like, okay, how is she? And you have to keep in mind, this is developmental.
Yeah.
And it's almost unfair to be comparing people like, Dana Brooke and, Nia Jax and Baron Corbin to guys like Samoa Joe and Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Because you're mixing
those guys are established.
Yeah, you're mixing in these established guys who've been doing this for years and people who are fairly new.
And that's what NXT does so much better than Raw, is that in NXT, when you have a guy like Baron Corbin, when he meets a guy like Finn Balor or Samoa Joe, will be treated with respect and will look good. But on Raw, you put Tyler Breeze up against Roman Reigns or something, Roman Reigns is going to kick the shit out of him.
In 6 seconds, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So
going back to that Asuka-Emma match, I was not an Emma fan. I've never been an Emma fan.
See,
I really liked her. But now I do.
I liked her initial run on NXT. I was so disappointed when they paired her with Santino.
I think
because I never liked Santino.
I never saw her on NXT. All I saw was Raw.
Yeah.
And coming out and doing the stupid dancing.
Yeah.
Like,
which that's not a whole lot more than what she did on NXT.
No, but I'm assuming she had more personality and she got a chance to shine.
She really
did. As opposed to Raw, where it was just go out with Santino, dance, he's going to pull out his Cobra. Well, that sounds dirty if you don't know the context of that.
But her heel turn has been, I think it's really good. I like
just changing her lipstick alone.
I like her pairing with Dana Brooke.
They're a good team.
Yeah.
And Asuka was a perfect foil to them. I don't know if you've seen any of the clips online.
Yeah.
After the last one where she fought Dana Brooke and Emma was backstage trying to talk to Emma or Dana. And Asuka comes back and just goes like, oh, Dana, and just mocks her. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Asuka is so good at being insane.
Yeah.
And she's such a good wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great match. Like, I didn't know Emma could go like that.
No.
And it was good.
Yeah.
So, great start.
And especially because they were given, that was a long match. Well, not long match, but it was longer than 4 minutes.
It was 10, they I think were, 10 yeah, to 12.
They were given plenty of time and they didn't overstay. It didn't feel like, oh, wow, this is still on. They used the time really well.
Yeah. Well, all matches. The only match I can remember that seemed like it went on too long was the tag match and the Bayley match. But it's not because it went on too long. It's just that they wrestled. They didn't wrestle for 3 minutes and that was it.
Yeah.
They actually got to wrestle. I think the tag match was actually next, wasn't it?
I think so. Which I had the notes that I had coming off the tag match were let me pull up my thing real quick. Enzo Amore, Big Cass. Unquestionably one of the most entertaining things.
And Carmella.
On NXT. And Carmella.
Carmella doesn't get enough credit because no one liked her at first.
Yeah, that's
true. But pairing her up with them has been great.
Yeah. They are one of the most entertaining acts.
By far.
WWE has.
They're like the New Day in a lot of ways. Where I tune into the tag division to see them.
I would love for the New Day to go down to NXT. Just for that feud. I don't want them on Raw. I want New Day to go to NXT. I want them to get promoted.
I'm not sold on Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson.
See, and, which I'll get to that in a second, but my first notes were, what the fuck were you wearing, Enzo?
Oh, you didn't like that outfit? That was awesome.
He came out with the Eddie Murphy Raw jacket.
Yes.
With the leopard print shoulder pads. He takes that off to show leather coveralls.
Yes.
Oh, I mean,
it's like he got that tool from 2K16 where everything's vinyl.
Yeah.
Everything vinyl.
Which, I mean, and I say that with love. I absolutely say that with love because it's ridiculous, but it fits him.
Cause you look
that
at his hair.
Yeah.
Once you look at his hair, you know clearly he
and
can wear
And that is a man
anything.
Who lives the gimmick because he goes through security at checkpoints at airports looking like that.
Did you ever see the video of him riding the, he was like riding a rascal or something around the mall?
Yeah.
Oh my, it's like singing his song.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Enzo Amore is great. And Big Cass. Not as entertaining with the promos, but is a physical monstrosity.
Is a physical specimen, and also he has grown into when they first got paired, you could tell he was like a block of wood.
Yeah.
But now being with Enzo and getting these reactions, they're
I'm hoping
they fit. That is such a symbiotic relationship, and I hope they stay together forever.
I want Baron Corbin to go the same way, where he loosens up and turns into something special, because he has a good look.
I believe he can. I absolutely think that he's capable of that. I just don't think that's his character right now, so there's no need for him to do that. And that's why he's being presented the way he is. I think it's a choice.
Enzo and Colin, or Colin, Big Cass. I'm looking at his name. Mm-hmm. Enzo and Cass, should they have gone over? Or do you think keep the titles off of them? Because they've never been tag champs, have they?
No, they haven't. If they eventually get their win over Dawson and Dash, sure. Which, you're not a big fan of Dawson and Dash, you just said.
I haven't seen enough of them.
I don't see the difference between them and Blake and Murphy.
And longer hair, I think?
To me, they're generic bad guy tag champs. Because what's Blake and Murphy done since they lost the title?
They got Alexa Bliss. That's plenty. Cutest pixie in the world.
And Dash and Dawson, like, they came out in their, like, Ribera-looking jackets.
Well, everyone says they're old-school heel. Like,
they really are. And
that's not necessarily a good thing, yeah, you know? It depends on the heel.
Just big, mean guys who want to go out and hurt people. Okay, I'm on board. That's way better than the mechanics.
Yeah.
I like that a whole lot more than the mechanic thing. But at the same time, like, and maybe I haven't seen enough of them. I think their finisher is cool. It looks real sick when they pull it off. And going off the top rope, even though, like, he missed the actual, like, knees to the chest, it still was believable as that's the finish. But here, my main problem with the match is they put out Cass for a month or two. During the injury angle.
Yeah.
They were the ones. So, to me, it feels like, and I have this problem anytime a really personal wrestling angle happens. And anyone has kind of and the same thing with Finn Balor and Samoa Joe. Anytime something is personal, the theatrics should take a back seat. There's no reason that Colin and Cass should have come out. And their promo was much more intense and less, like, funny, jokey.
But it was still a promo.
It should have just been, you know, and Finn Balor still came out doing his whole dance and thing.
Yeah.
That should have just been come out, okay, I want to fight you because you have.
Yeah, I've never understood that. I remember so many times where they'll do a big angle where someone gets hurt. And then when they come out, they still play to the crowd. They wait for the bell.
Yeah.
They stand there.
It should be a charging, you're just going straight at it.
Finn Balor should not have come out just like the Ripper, even though it was awesome.
Which was amazing.
It was sort of awesome.
I loved it.
It was basically just the demon with the trench coat and hat.
I loved it. Don't care. So good.
I loved his back paint, though, of the Tower of London. Was it the Tower of London? Or was it Big Ben?
It was Jack the Ripper. Like it was,
yeah, but he was next to a landmark. And Allie's looking at me like I'm crazy. Which one was it?
Big Ben.
Big Ben? Okay.
Okay.
What's the Tower of London? Is that a thing?
It is.
Wasn't that Paul London's finisher? I'm pretty sure it was.
He just came out with that painted on him.
It was just Paul London painted on him on his back, and everybody was like, that ninja?
But that was my only real complaint with the matches. I don't know enough about Dash and Dawson, especially now that it seems like the last time I saw them, they were meant the mechanics. And now they are just these, you know, like you said, old school heels.
Yeah.
So
they're looking for a gimmick.
Give them time to grow into this. You know, I guess it's kind of like the New Day thing. What we talk about is they don't need the titles, Enzo and Cass.
Yeah, because they're going to be over no matter what.
Yeah.
But still, when you're that good, you deserve a
run.
It's a respect thing.
And I really think they're going to get one eventually.
We already talked about Corbin and Cruz. Mm-hmm. Again, I just want to state Apollo Cruz is going to be huge someday.
Yep.
So I want to see where it goes, but I really wish he had won there. Bayley versus Nia Jax, we kind of touched on that.
Before the match started, because I went in not knowing any of the results. I didn't know who won.
Right.
But when Nia Jax did her pre-match promo, and Asuka was in the background, and they kind of did a stare down.
Yeah.
I was like, are they giving away the fact that Nia Jax versus Asuka is going to be the next title, like the next championship story?
I think it's going to be the next feud.
It'll be the next feud.
Obviously.
Yeah. But I really like that. And then at the end, when Bayley wins, it's like, oh, wow, no, they can actually have a women's story that doesn't revolve around the title.
Right, because you know who I'm thinking is going to go for that title. It's going to be Eva Marie at some point.
She already did.
She did, but I think they're going to give her more of a chance. Yeah. I think they're going to do a legitimate angle with her going for the title. Because who does Bayley fight after this if not Nia Jax? They haven't positioned anyone. I can't think of anyone.
They could almost do a... You know, she kind of takes a backseat to the Asuka Nia Jax for number one contender.
But see, Bayley is so, I didn't get Bailey at first. Zach always talked about how much he loved her. Mm-hmm. And I would see her and but this was in the same group that was Sasha Banks, Charlotte Flair, and,
Becky Lynch.
So I look at those four, and of those four, Bailey to me was the weakest because she's happy-go-lucky. She likes to hug people. And it's basically like an adorable version of Eugene.
And I think we talked about this the last NXT show we did. I don't like how they almost are, they're constantly booking her as the timid, really still afraid.
Yeah.
If they do that with her coming out of beating Nia Jax, it's just ridiculous.
She needs to get
ridiculous.
Some confidence. Yeah. She's not like, Eric Young. Eric Young, they eventually made badass.
Right. And when she beat, going up against Alexa Bliss, she just beat Sasha Banks for the championship and the rematch. And then you go up against Alexa Bliss and it's like, oh, I'm scared of you.
No one should be afraid of Alexa Bliss.
Everyone should be afraid of Alexa Bliss.
No. She's 4'1", I think, and just adorable. She's literally a Polly in my pocket.
I really liked her as a heel. I thought that was...
I liked her as a face.
They did it.
Like her.
I do too.
Yeah. I wish they'd do more with her.
But so that was my big complaint is they're still doing the Bailey is afraid.
She deserves more. I agree. And I get it now.
But
Bailey is a huge star.
Yeah, no, and she's great. She's great in the she's clearly great in the ring. Clearly.
She's fun.
Everyone they put her in, she tears it down.
The NXT women's division, mm-hmm. the list of champions, is like a who's who of best women wrestlers in the world.
I legitimately thought that she was going I need to stop leaning back. I legitimately thought that when Nia Jax hit those leg drops, those three leg drops to the back of the head, I was like, that might actually be it. That was believable.
Because Nia Jax looks threatening.
Nia Jax, she absolutely does.
She's going to be
big, too.
I think
she has a great look. I think she's...
She reminds me a lot of Awesome Kong.
Yeah.
You know, in just that bigger, who's going to beat her kind of way.
Yeah.
I thought she did lose. I was working at the time, mm-hmm. and I thought the match was over. I thought Bailey lost the title.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I thought it was over. And then I looked over, and they were still wrestling. And I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she lost.
No,
I was so glad she didn't lose.
Her tapping out Nia Jax, I thought, was a huge win.
And believable.
And so believable.
So believable. In so many of the big man versus little man matches, the ending is so...
It always ends with the little man's finisher, even though as unbelievable as it would be for... Batista to lose to the 619.
I was just about to say Big Show losing the 619. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But her adapting and doing that choke, forward dragon sleeper looking item.
It's just a guillotine choke, I think, or whatever you call it. I'm not a UFC kind of guy generally.
Yeah.
But it's believable because you know what? You don't, it doesn't matter how big you are. If you're choking, you're going to quit because you don't want to die.
So completely
believable.
Mm-hmm.
Good match. Good show. Let's just get to the main event. I can feel your
erection
from
feelings.
Here.
So many feelings.
Finn Balor, or Prince Devitt, as I call him.
Finn, you piece of shit.
Versus Samoa Joe, or Samoa Joe, as I call him. I cannot stress to you enough how much
violence.
I love having Samoa Joe in NXT.
Just the ability, the chance to watch him. That match he had with Ciampa.
Yeah.
I can never remember the proper way of saying his name.
Who?
Ciampa Tomasi.
Was this in wrestling?
It was a guy in the NXT that really.
I don't think I saw that match.
It was crazy stiff and just brutal and amazing. And I feel so bad for not remembering his name because he, in his own right, is really good.
But Samoa Joe is Samoa Joe.
And I told you, but when you first got back, I was like, I can't wait to talk about that match.
Yeah.
Because having watched it, after I dusted everything, that was my treat to myself.
Was to be able to sit and actually watch that match. Well, first off, the intro. Even though I said I didn't, we agreed that it's stupid that Finn Balor would come out and do his whole theatrical entrance.
Right.
The sight of him as Jack the Ripper was pretty cool. Even though I still think it was just, I expected different makeup.
I didn't really like the video, that pre-little video showing it.
Oh, with the cutting.
If he would have just come out with the cape and the hat, I think that would have been enough, but.
It was cool though.
I will never complain about there being too much Finn Balor.
if he comes out, he looks great. Samoa Joe looks great. Samoa Joe's in great shape. I know I said earlier he looks flabbier than Kevin Owens, but I mean, like I said, Samoa Joe.
The man is a physical anomaly in the way that he is so fast.
Yeah.
And he can do insane things.
Reminds me of Bam Bam Bigelow, although way faster. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But just in the sense that Bam Bam Bigelow, Yokozuna.
Should have never been able to move the way he did.
Neither of them.
Yeah.
Yokozuna should not have been able to do kicks like that and run like that. And Samoa Joe's the same way. Samoa Joe moves like Rey Mysterio, but is big.
I mean,
for everyone that says you have to be skinny with a six pack to be in shape,
yeah.
Samoa Joe will kick the shit out of you.
Right.
And
Joe's gonna kill you.
Asuka's gonna kill you was my favorite chant of the night, by the way.
Asuka. No, that, that whole match was, everything was so refined and crisp, and everything had a purpose to it. Every single move. My favorite, my two favorite exchanges were when Balor threw him into the steps and then went for kind of that coup de grace onto the step, the running, like, jumping stomp. Joe rolls out of the way. Balor immediately just bounces off, charges him, and gets hit with the Uranage.
Yeah.
Brutal. It's hit hard.
Unbelievable.
And it was quick.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, the only thing I can relate it to is when Daniel Bryan beat the Shield. Whenever it was like him running, okay, running dropkick to one, running dropkick to the other, dive over the top rope. Like, he constantly, there was no, okay, we have to wait for a beat. Everything was seamless.
That's what I hate about watching wrestling on WWE, like watching TLC versus watching NXT, is that on TLC and on Raw, whenever they do a move, like even a slightly big move, like a body slam off the top or something like that, they stop. They play to the crowd. They wait. In reality, if you were wrestling, you would stay on an opponent. That's the thing, is like, if you slam someone hard, you don't just get up, taunt the crowd, and wait. You get on him, and you
Joe
keep beating him.
And Joe still had those moments where he kind of like, yeah, whatever, like, you know, fuck off to the crowd. But he did it in such a subtle, believable, like, he didn't take, you know, full 20 seconds to stop and, oh, what's that? Oh, you don't, oh, you like him? He just simple hand gestures and looks to people at ringside. But the way that he'd hit that, and I know it's something he's done a million times before and he'll do a million more times. I just can't get over that running, jumping splash into the, as soon as he hits the ground, he hits that back kick.
The Pele kick?
Yeah. Just,
Samoa Joe.
The ending sequence too, where going for almost a super muscle buster, but gets kicked down and then, oh, he hits the kick on Finn Balor. I didn't know who won the match, and I didn't know who was going to win the match, because in NXT, there is that sense of anyone can beat anyone.
Yeah. Because everyone's treated with respect.
Right.
That's why I like the 80s and early 90s when you had jobbers, like that was their job, was to job.
Mm-hmm. Job squad.
I get it. Because when Hulk Hogan fought Macho Man and they both were beating people up, it felt like, okay, either of these guys could win.
Mm-hmm.
But when Tyler Breeze fights Roman Reigns, I know there's no way in hell Tyler Breeze is going to win unless it's part of an angle and someone screws him over.
Right.
But in NXT, I legitimately believe that Samoa Joe could beat Finn Balor, and it would be fine because Samoa Joe he's already a star all across the world.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that he's in NXT is a gift from God.
It's a huge gift for NXT.
Yeah. Do you think Joe should have won? Do you think Joe should have the title at any point, or should he be used to enhance feuds with other people?
Honestly, I would love to see Joe get the title, if not for the fact that he can still claim that he was world champion everywhere he went.
Yeah. Except Raw, because keep him away.
Yeah, no.
They're never going to put Joe versus Roman Reigns and treat it with respect.
And you know what? I would watch the shit out of that match. That would be a fantastic match.
They're Samoan. I'm pretty sure they're related.
The only non-related one.
He's the only non-Rocks cut. He can't use the promo code.
He doesn't get to use
Rock's
the promo
cousin.
Code.
Yeah.
Nia Jax got to use the promo code.
Is she related to The Rock?
Yeah, she is.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
God.
He's posted pictures of her like when they're doing like workouts and stuff.
They're worse than the Wayans family. The Wayans.
No, okay. I would love to see Samoa Joe. I actually just read something that someone pointed out that no one, because everyone's wondering when a Tommy's coming back.
Yeah.
Which that was another thing that they revealed. Is next week on NXT.
Zayn.
Sami Zayn's coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome home, baby.
Yeah, but I think they wasted it. I know they're promoting it because they want people to watch it, and I get that. Absolutely. But I also think that if you would have Zayn come out to pop the crowd, that would be good too.
I disagree. No matter where they have him come out, he's going to pop the crowd. He's going to get that huge reaction.
But don't you think he should have went to Raw just for one feud with Owens? Maybe even help Owens lose the title.
It'll come. I honestly think it'll come.
Because going back to believability again, so the reason Sami Zayn in the storyline is out is because Kevin Owens beat him so bad that he's been out for a while.
No, it was the full on, like, they acknowledge it was him at Raw throwing out his shoulder.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, he came back from the Owens feud.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that completely, yeah.
He'd already feuded with Owens in NXT.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, like.
Which was unresolved.
Him catching, they fairly resolved it, he just never really got his win back, which I don't think he needed, personally.
I disagree on that, just because I think when Kevin Owens beat you down twice that bad.
The second time, it was a much closer match, though.
It was, but he still lost in almost the exact same way.
Yeah.
And I just had a problem. I hate matches where they stop the match.
Yeah.
Because it always makes the guy look weak. You know?
I
remember when Matt Hardy fought Edge? And yeah. they kept stopping the match because Matt Hardy was, no, he's too injured. It's like, I've seen people get hit in the head with chairs. They've gone through flaming tables. Mm-hmm. They fell off scaffolds. Scaffolding.
I think it built up Owens well, which they flushed that all away immediately.
Right down the toilet.
Because don't get me wrong, like a Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn Intercontinental Championship match at WrestleMania.
Yep.
Money in the Bank. I'm not saying do it at the pay-per-view. I'm just saying Money in the Bank.
No, yeah. One of the things that I saw was, because everyone's thinking when Hideo Itami comes back, who's he going to feud with? What's he going to do? And someone mentioned that could be a chance to have, Finn Balor attacked him. Cause we still don't know who attacked him in the parking garage.
Yeah. Cause we just assumed it was Owens.
It was Kevin Owens walking by. Well, that's a shame.
But Owens is gone now.
And also he's already said it wasn't.
Plus, that's just something Kevin Owens would say is, that's a shame. That's right. Not indicative. That's a word.
Yeah.
That's not indicative of that guilt. He did it. Yeah. It's just that he's a dick.
My theory was it was going to be Finn Balor that took him out because he didn't want to have to worry about him in that triple threat match.
Yeah.
To be number one contender.
But Balor's face, he just beat heel Samoa Joe. Do you turn Finn Balor heel immediately to feud with Itami?
See, that's the thing.
Like,
it doesn't necessarily have to be immediately because we don't know when Hideo Itami's coming back.
Right.
But one of the things that I read was the same night that that happened was the night that Samoa Joe came out.
So maybe it was Joe.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, Hideo Itami versus Samoa Joe. Yes. Joe versus anyone on that roster.
We're going to have to get the guy that wipes down the loads to come in here and
pretty much just
take care of this place. Well, we're out of time. In fact, we're 5 minutes over time.
We own the network. It's fine.
We do own the network.
You own the network.
We all own
the network. You just let me on.
It's a community property. Like women. That's an inside joke for you fans out there. The context is clear to Asa. Let it be known that Shannon Young is not a sexist. We're going to wrap it up there. We hope you enjoyed NXT TakeOver London. They think they just already announced the next one in Dallas. Yeah. Yep. And my friend Steven actually got tickets to it.
Ooh.
He's going to it. Not that Steven. Clearly not that Steven.
No, yeah.
Because he would bring his PlayStation 4 with him and play fucking Destiny while he was there. And cuss about it. And cuss a lot about it. Got to get that boy a swearing jar. He'll buy us all college degrees. I don't know that joke. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you back on, what is today, Friday?
Yeah. Sunday.
Sunday with the reaction show to Star Wars. Because we haven't seen it yet. Tanner already had it spoiled. Because he went on
because
Twitter.
Literally 12 hours after, I'm staying away from all social media.
Better get on Twitter. See what the celebs are saying. And he suffered for it. But I haven't watched it. I haven't, Zach tried to spoil it for me earlier, Kyrgyz, because he started to watch a pirated version.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Zach, come on,
He called up here and said, hey, is the boss man there? And I was like, no. He's like, I just wanted to let him know that I'm going to watch the show.
Well, at least he paid for it and didn't cheat. We'll see you on Sunday with that Star Wars reaction show. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy wrestling if you can next week. We'll be back.
Enjoy NXT.
Yeah.
You can enjoy NXT.
Enjoy Sami Zayn coming back. We'll be back next Friday with another PWU, hopefully with Asa and Dalton if he's available, or somebody. Anybody at this point, Big Johnny, Cody, Mandy, we'll get whoever's available. Thank you guys, and we'll see you next week.